Title: Hybrid Minds Breath Effects in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. Welcome. In this advanced lesson, we're making Hybrid Minds Breath Effects in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science, a flexible, DJ-ready breath effects rack and playable instruments designed to sit with chopped breaks, attention to edits, and function as live DJ tools. Follow along and you'll build both sampled and synthesized breath layers, tempo-synced modulation that breathes with a breakbeat, and a compact audio effect rack with mapped macros for live tweaking and exporting stems for DJ sets. What you'll build: a dual-layer breath effects instrument, sampler plus an operator noise layer, producing inhale and exhale textures, a master audio effect rack with tempo-synced grain and pitch motion, reverb and delay tails, and sidechain ducking keyed to a breakbeat, session-ready clips with mapped macros for live performance, and export-ready stems and loopable one-shots optimized for DJ tools and breakbeat edits. Step 1. Prep your material and session. Start by importing a breakbeat loop to reference. Typical DNB tempo, 174 to 176 BPM. Create an audio track named Break REF and set it to loop. Collect 3 to 6 short breath samples, 1 quarter to 1 second long, or record your own mouth inhales and exhales at 44.1 or 48 kHz and place them on a track named Breath Samples. Create a MIDI track called Breath Inster. Remember the lesson phrase: Hybrid Minds Breath Effects in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. We'll apply that concept directly as we design tempo-synced, expressive breath sounds that sit with fast breaks. Step 2. Build the sampled breath layer with sampler. Drop sampler onto Breath Inster and load a short breath shot. Choose one shot for single exhales or gate for controlled sustains. In the pitch/osc section, set up transpose and tune so you can vary the sample between minus 12 and plus 12 semitones. We'll map a macro for coarse pitch rises later. In the pitch envelope, use a short attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, decay between 200 and 400 milliseconds, sustain near 0 to 10%, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. This creates inhale and exhale contours. Turn on a multimode filter, use a 24 dB low pass, and set cutoff somewhere around 3 to 5 kHz to remove harsh air. Set resonance modestly and map cutoff to a macro labeled breath tone. Step 3. Add an analog/noise synth layer with operator. Create a second MIDI track called Breath Noise and load operator. Use white noise on oscillator A, or combine a sine with high-rate FM and a band pass to emulate turbulent noise. Use operators. Filter as a band pass centered roughly 2 to 6 kHz and apply a high pass under 300 Hz to remove low frequencies. Program short MIDI notes, one per breath hit, and vary velocity to shape amplitude. Set the amp envelope to an attack of 8 to 20 milliseconds, decay 150 to 300 milliseconds, low sustain, and release 80 to 160 milliseconds. This gives body and texture beneath the sampled shot. Step 4. Layering and initial mix. Route Breath Inster and Breath Noise into a group track called Breath Group. Place an EQ8 at the top, high pass around 160 to 220 Hz with a gentle slope, a slight dip of 2 to 4 decibels in the 300-500 Hz range to reduce mud, and a small boost of 1.5 to 3 dB around 2.5 to 4 kHz to emphasize air. Add a utility set to plus 2 to 4 dB to match perceived level, but keep headroom and avoid clipping. Step 5. Sculpt dynamics and transients. Insert a compressor or glue compressor after EQ. Use a very fast attack, 0.1 to 2 milliseconds, release 150 to 400 milliseconds, ratio between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Set threshold for around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This glues breath layers and keeps them controlled against break transients. If you want more punch, create a parallel chain, duplicate breath group into a breath parallel group, apply heavy compression there, think 10 to 1 with fast attack, then blend the parallel chain under the dry group. Step 6. Create motion. Tempo synced graininess and pitch on breath group. Insert grain delay and set delay time to a sync division like 1/32 or 1/16. Add spray between 20 and 35, pitch small amounts for shimmer, plus or minus 6 to 12 semitones for subtle motion, and feedback around 12 to 20%. Keep mix low, 10 to 30%, for micro grain motion. After grain delay, add frequency shifter with very small detune, 0.1 to 1 Hz, and map the frequency to a macro named warp for live vibrato or whale-like movement. For larger pitch shifts, add a second sampler layer with an upward pitch envelope, or automate sampler transpose, and map transpose to a macro or a MIDI CC for on-the-fly rises. Step 7. Add formant and character. If Live 12 includes spectral resonator, Insert it after frequency shifter and choose vowel-like settings, keeping amount low, 10 to 25%, to introduce vowel character without turning the breath into a full vocal. Alternatively, use corpus with low damping and resonances around 1.5 to 4 kHz to emulate throat emphasis. Keep these effects subtle so the breath remains textural. Step 8. Space and tail shaping. Add hybrid reverb with a pre-delay of 15 to 45 milliseconds to preserve attack, size small to medium, diffusion 30 to 50%, and roll off highs of the reverb tail above 6 to 8 kHz to avoid sibilance. After reverb, place echo set to tempo sync divisions, like 8th note or dotted 16th, feedback 10 to 25%, and filter the delay with a low cut at about 300 Hz and a low pass near 6 to 8 kHz to keep the repeats warm. Keep wet levels moderate, 10 to 25%, so tails add presence without masking the breaks. Step 9. Make breath interact rhythmically with the break. Insert a compressor after echo and enable sidechain input from break REF or your drum bus. Use attack 0 to 3 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1 up to 8 to 1. Set threshold so major kick and snare transients duck the breath by 3 to 8 dB. This keeps breath from masking hits and adds a pumping feel. For precise rhythmic gating, add a gate keyed by break REF or automate the group volume with clip automation to create stuttered breath sinks. Step 10. Build an audio effect rack for DJ tools. Collapse breath group into an audio effect rack. Create 4 macro knobs. 1 breath level. Map to the group gain. 2 tone. Map to sampler filter cutoff, operator filter frequency, and the EQ8 frequency band. 3 warp. Map to grain delay pitch, frequency shifter amount, and sampler transpose. 4 wet slash dry space. Map to hybrid reverb and echo dry slash wet. When mapping, use scaling so small macro moves are musical. Right-click map and set min and max ranges to control sensitivity. Step 11. Make it live and DJ-friendly. Place the rack on an audio track so you can drop pre-recorded breath clips or resampled MIDI. Create one-shot clips from 1/4 to 2 bars and loop them where needed. Warp them if you want tempo-locked behavior. Use follow actions to alternate clips for hands-free operation. Map the 4 macros to a MIDI controller for real-time performance. Step 12. Export stems and DJ-ready loops. Render breath group with the rack engaged in multiple sections, short one-shots, looping two-bar beds, and long reverb tails of 8 to 12 seconds. Export at 24-bit WAV and include both dry and wet versions so DJs can choose what suits their mix. Common mistakes to watch for: over reverb. Don't drown the break. Use pre-delay and keep wet low to maintain transient clarity. Too much low end. Breath shouldn't add sub-energy. Use a high pass around 140 to 220 Hz. Oversaturation. Subtle saturation can warm, but too much will smear transients. Static breath. Neglecting tempo-synced motion like grain delay makes breath feel inert beside chopped breaks. Incorrect sidechain timing. Too long release causes ducking into the next hit. Tune release to the break spacing. Macro mapping too coarse. Avoid wide, unscaled maps. Use min/max scaling for smooth performance. Pro tips: use multiband dynamics to duck only midrange where snares live, keeping highs intact for air. Resample variations. Record macro positions into one shot so DJs can use them CPU-free. Layer shortcut chopped breaths locked to snares with a long airy pad for tension. Blend with macros. Modulate filter cutoff with clip envelopes and session view for precise rhythmic control without LFOs. Include both ambient long tail and tight short release versions for DJ flexibility. Use utility phase inversion when needed to avoid stereo cancellation. Automate spectral resonator gently for vowel motion without extreme pitching. Mini practice exercise: create 3 performance-ready breath clips in 1 live set. Clip A, short exhale, 1/4 bar, sampler only, filter cutoff near 3.5 kHz, compressor duck key to each kick. Clip B, airy pad over 2 bars, heavy grain delay at 1/16, hybrid reverb wet around 40%, slow upward pitch map to warp. Clip C, stuttered inhale over 1 bar. Duplicate clip B, add a gate key to the break, and automate gate threshold to create 1/16 rhythmic gaps. Map breath level and warp to 2 knobs on your MIDI controller, and practice triggering a to B to C over your break loop, while adjusting macros until breaths sit cleanly with drums. Recap: we built Hybrid Minds Breath Effects in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. Layered sampled and synthesized breath sources, tempo-synced grain and pitch motion, format shaping, spatial tails with hybrid reverb and echo, and rhythmic side-chaining keyed to breaks. You created a modular audio effect rack with four mapped macros for live DJ performance, exported DJ-friendly stems, and practiced three useful breath clip types. Use the pro tips and practice exercise to make breath effects that enhance rather than mask your breakbeat edits, breathing life into transitions and atmospheres in a hybrid mind style.